Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app. WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. Yes. This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zioli.
Well, Biden was an absolute disaster on the world stage today, on the 80th anniversary of D-Day. An absolute disaster. An embarrassment in every single way. Unbelievable. And these people using D-Day to compare it to the war in Ukraine. It's just shameless. They never, ever stop embarrassing us. It's unbelievable. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zioli. Biden took a nap during the D-Day ceremony. He left in front of Emmanuel Macron. He also, by the way, kudos to me and my French pronunciation right there. He also tried to sit in a chair that wasn't there. A disaster. And the whole thing became about the war in Ukraine. Let me just begin by saying that we have a lot of news to get to today. It's going to be a very, very busy day. And we have some great guests stopping by as well. But the key here is this, and I think this is really important to understand. In my opinion, and this is just my opinion, D-Day is the single most consequential day in World War II, at least as so far as the European theater goes. And I think when I think of what they achieved on that day, when I think of what these young boys did, and they were young, they were 16, 17, 18 years old. When I think about that, I get chills every time. And this day, June 6th, in particular for me personally, is a day that I try to do a lot of D-Day coverage on this radio show. I do it every year. I always have, because I think it's, I just think it's that consequential of a day. Back in November, I had the opportunity to go to the World War II Museum in New Orleans. If you've never been, I highly, highly recommend it. It's an incredible experience. It really is. It's an incredible experience. You could spend days there. You really could. You could spend days there. It's an enormous facility, and you really, I think we did maybe 5 hours in there, and we all decided at the end that we could have done another 5 hours. It was just unbelievable. But my favorite part of it was D-Day, and it was the part of understanding more about who the men were that went over there, what it was like, and for Dwight Eisenhower, for General Eisenhower, to make that call on June 6th, and the letter that he wrote when he basically said, you know, this is either going to go down as a success or a failure, and it's going to be, you know, if it's a failure, it's on me. It's on me. And that stuck with me in such a big way of just taking absolute ownership of your leadership decisions. And he had to. I mean, there was no choice. I'd actually like to begin the show today with the message that General Eisenhower gave on D-Day. Matt, I don't know if you can cue that up for me. It's really incredible. It's a couple minutes long, but it's worth hearing. And I know that you may have seen Saving Private Ryan. I told you I rewatched that the other day. The first 15 minutes of that movie are just unbelievable. 15, 20 minutes. Truly, I think the greatest war cinematography of the landing at Omaha and at Juneau and Normandy. I mean, just absolutely amazing cinematography there. But it really is something that they should teach and show kids in school, in my opinion. You think about what 16-year-olds do today, and people were lying about their age to get into the military just so that they could go fight the Nazis. And this is the other point that I want to make on D-Day too, which is the United States of America defeated the greatest evil the world has ever known, certainly in the last century, but I would argue ever. I mean, Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich and what they wanted to achieve and accomplish would have ultimately involved the takeover of the entire world. I mean, that's what Hitler wanted to do. And we saved the world. The United States of America saved the world. And I can't overstate that, because it's true. And as much as our kids are taught that we're an awful country, we're a country built on racism and sexism and homophobia and blah, 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 and our kids are brainwashed today to believe that America is this horrible place and always has been, we defeated the greatest evil of all time, the Nazis. When we liberated France, that was the beginning of the end of Adolf Hitler. And what they did by creating this fake launch points, you know, with fake tanks and to try to get the Nazis to believe the invasion would come from the north, remarkable. Every aspect of it was just remarkable and an incredible achievement. It's amazing that they were able to pull it off. It really is. If you think about it, if you go back and really look at it, you say to yourself, it remains such an epic achievement because it was such an impossibility that they could succeed. And we did. And so I don't want to hear anybody say the United States of America is a bad place, because we, the United States, stormed the beaches of Normandy. We had help from other countries, but it was primarily the United States of America that did it. I mean, we ultimately would defeat the Nazis, liberate the concentration camps, and expose that evil to the world. And yet, our kids today in school, many of them are taught to believe that we are just an awful country and we have to atone for all of our sins. And I also think, too, that when you look at these amazing, amazing men who are incredibly old, going back to Normandy for the first time, many of them, since they were there as kids, liberating that beach. You look at these people and you think, my God, these are superheroes. These are superheroes. And most of them appeared way more lucid than our own president did. They really did. I mean, I was looking at pictures on Instagram of my friend Katie Pavlich wheeling around some World War II veterans who were at D-Day, and I kept thinking, these guys look more, they look more sharp than Biden does. And Biden was disgrace. It was a disgrace today. It really was. Bringing Ukraine into this and making this about his political agenda and everything, just awful. And Hillary Clinton, too. Hillary Clinton's disgraceful. She commemorates D-Day with a post suggesting Trump is comparable to Hitler. This is what she said. She posted on social media today. She said, 80 years ago today, thousands of brave Americans fought to protect democracy on the shores of Normandy. This November, all we have to do is vote. Let's think about that. First of all, we didn't protect democracy on the shores of Normandy. We defeated evil on the shores of Normandy. That's number one. But you see what they do with that little thing of they protected democracy. We didn't protect democracy. We had to go defeat Hitler and the Nazis. It wasn't about protecting democracy. It was defeating evil. And that's what those guys did. And then to equate that to Trump by saying you have to vote against Trump because he's essentially Hitler, which is what she's trying to do here. It's disgraceful. It's a disgrace to every single man who stormed the beach that day. And she does this all the time. And she compares Trump to Hitler all the time. And the Democrats do this constantly. But I think that it was Stephen Chung, who is one of Trump's senior advisors, said Hillary Clinton is a stone cold loser who presided over the horrific Benghazi debacle that led to the death of Americans. Nobody takes Hillary seriously because it's clear she is beclowning herself in order to stay relevant after President Trump crushed her in 2016. I'm also going to play you some of President Reagan's speech in Normandy because it's, I think, one of the greatest speeches ever made. It was on June 6, 1984. Phenomenal. I'm going to play clips of it, and then I'm going to eventually play the entire speech because it's worth hearing and remembering. I'm very worried about losing the history of this day. I'm very worried about it. It's one of those things that really does worry me in life because I see how the public education system is. And in order to perpetuate the myth, the narrative that America is this awful place, they have to downplay the significance of this day in particular. Look, the war didn't end on June 6, 1944. We know that, but it was the beginning of the end. And without D-Day, it would not have ended. Not anytime soon. Certainly not in the European theater. Now, who knows how things would have worked out, but had Hitler was so worried about the invasion that he had multiple points set up throughout Europe wondering where the invasion was going to come from because he knew if the Americans made landfall, if we made landfall, that would be the beginning of the end of the Reich. And it was because of the incredible bravery. The idea that people would sign up to lie about their age and sign up to try to get into the fight because they knew the stakes and how high they were. And, you know, another point, too, that struck me recently, I was watching Oppenheimer, which, again, if you haven't seen Oppenheimer, it's an excellent movie, and I highly recommend you do. It really is fantastic. But I was thinking about Oppenheimer from the sense of they were really worried that German scientists were going to create an atomic bomb, which is what led to ultimately the program that we did, the Manhattan Project. We had to beat the Nazis at getting the bomb. That was mission critical. We had to beat the Nazis. We could not let them get the bomb first. Because can you imagine if Hitler had an atomic bomb? That's what drove that. That's what drove that. It was the understanding of just how evil this guy was and what his plans were for the world. And the United States of America liberating the world from Hitler and the Nazis. And then for a person like Hillary Clinton to turn around and disgrace the day by making a cheap political shot at Donald Trump, for Biden to stand up there and make this about his Ukraine policy and to equate the two, and then for Biden to just fall asleep and just look like a mess in front of the whole world. It's just, look, I put a poll on Twitter, and thanks to Dom Giordano for mentioning it in his show. The question I have on X, you can respond, is will Joe Biden be the nominee? The convention's not till August. The convention is late August. It's not even early August. It's late August. So in my mind, that's a million years from now. And I think about how bad Biden gets every day. How bad is he going to be in 2 months? 2.5 months, actually. Because when you look at the calendar, the Democrat National Convention is not until August 19th. So that's 2 months and 2 weeks from today that the Democrat National Convention is going to be underway. How much worse is this guy going to be by then? So weigh in. Do you think Biden's going to be the nominee? I'm not asking you for who you think is going to be the nominee. And there's a million scenarios around it. And Biden today said he will not pardon Hunter Biden if he's convicted of the gun charge. I don't believe that for a second. But he has to say that. He has to say that, obviously. And if they're going to get him out of the race, that's how they'll get him out of the race. They'll turn around and they'll say that he's got to be a dad. And after Biden's found guilty in Delaware, and I don't see how he can't be. I know it's a pro-Biden state, but the facts are so black and white in this thing that how can the jury not convict this guy? They're hoping for jury nullification, essentially, of this law. But if he's found guilty in this, the financial tax crime stuff happens in September. That's where Biden's exposure is. That's where the real exposure is for him. So this becomes a perfect excuse to say, I got to spare my son from another trial. I got to spare my son, and then, you know, he can bow out of this thing. Because as of right now, he's going to get crushed by Trump. I mean, he's going to get crushed. Everybody knows that. Everybody says it. Trump wins. Trump beats Joe Biden. There's no question about that. The only question is, does Trump beat another Democrat? That's the only question. And if they are going to pull something up their sleeve, they're going to wait to the last possible minute. They will wait till the convention. They will not risk anything. They will not risk you finding out who it is. They will not risk anyone doing anything. But let me turn to General Eisenhower, because his D-Day message was incredible. Remember, D-Day was originally going to be on June 5th. The weather was bad, so he changed the, he moved it up a day. But this message is, well, it's going to give you chills, no question about it. Take a listen.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war, and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking. Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
I also want to play for you the, I want to play for you the, a little bit from President Reagan. This is President Reagan in Normandy on June 6, 1984. You compare him with this cadaver we have as president right now speaking in Normandy today. But here's a little bit of President Reagan's address. It was a ceremony commemorating the 40th anniversary of the D-Day landing in Normandy, France. Cut one.
We're here to mark that day in history when the Allied armies joined in battle to reclaim this continent to liberty. For four long years, much of Europe had been under a terrible shadow. Free nations had fallen. Jews cried out in the camps. Millions cried out for liberation. Europe was enslaved and the world prayed for its rescue. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. Here the Allies stood and fought against tyranny in a giant undertaking unparalleled in human history. We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. The air is soft, but 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944, 225 Rangers jumped off the British landing craft and ran to the bottom of these cliffs. Their mission was one of the most difficult and daring of the invasion: to climb these sheer and desolate cliffs and take out the enemy guns. The Allies had been told that some of the mightiest of these guns were here, and they would be trained on the beaches to stop the Allied advance. The Rangers looked up and saw the enemy soldiers at the edge of the cliffs shooting down at them with machine guns and throwing grenades, and the American Rangers began to climb. They shot rope ladders over the face of these cliffs and began to pull themselves up. When one ranger fell, another would take his place. When one rope was cut, a ranger would grab another and begin his climb again. They climbed, shot back, and held their footing. Soon, one by one, the rangers pulled themselves over the top, and in seizing the firm land at the top of these cliffs, they began to seize back the continent of Europe. 225 came here. After 2 days of fighting, only 90 could still bear arms. And behind me is a memorial that symbolizes the ranger daggers that were thrust into the top of these cliffs. And before me are the men who put them there. These are the boys of Puente Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs. These are the champions who helped free a continent. And these are the heroes who helped end a war. Gentlemen, I look at you and I think of the words of Stephen Spender's poem. You were men who in your, quote, lives fought for life and left the vivid air signed with your honor. The men of Normandy had faith that what they were doing was right, faith that they fought for all humanity, faith that a just God would grant them mercy on this beachhead or on the next. It was the deep knowledge, and pray God we have not lost it, that there is a profound moral difference between the use of force for liberation and the use of force for conquest. You were here to liberate, not to conquer. And so you and those others did not doubt your cause. And you were right not to doubt. You all knew that some things are worth dying for. One's country is worth dying for. And democracy is worth dying for because it's the most deeply honorable form of government ever devised by man. All of you loved liberty. All of you were willing to fight tyranny. And you knew the people of your countries were behind you. The Americans who fought here that morning knew word of the invasion was spreading through the darkness back home. They fought or felt in their hearts, though they couldn't know in fact, that in Georgia they were filling the churches at 4 a.m. In Kansas they were kneeling on their porches and praying. And in Philadelphia they were ringing the Liberty Bell. Something else helped the men of D-Day. Their rock-hard belief that Providence would have a great hand in the events that would unfold here. That God was an ally in this great cause.
And I believe he certainly was. 855-839-1210 is the number today on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. If you have any thoughts you'd like to share about D-Day, if you have any particular personal stories, would love to hear from you. 855-839-1210. We also have some great guests coming up today, including Dave McCormick, Jesse Jane Duff, and some other surprises for you as well as we go through the show today. This is the big story of the day. It's brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. If you're on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, call my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, the master of dental implants. Schedule your free consultation at 856.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com, VeneriaDental.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
855-839-1210. It is the 80th anniversary of D-Day, and our president was a disgrace on the world stage. Fell asleep, I think, and then using the whole thing to talk about Ukraine and Russia. I just want to play a quick clip here of Biden using his commemoration speech to talk about the importance of defending Ukraine. Now, look, you know, this day should be about D-Day, period. It should not be about politics. It should not be about advancing agendas. It should just simply be about D-Day. And yet these people can't help themselves, whether it's Biden or Blinken or Hillary Clinton. Well, that rhymes. Well, they wind up turning around, Biden, Blinken, and Hillary Clinton, and they take cheap political shots, and they use it to advance their own agenda. This day needs to be preserved as and I think it should. I've said before, June. Should you want to do Pride Month? It should be Pride for Defeating the Nazis Month. The entire month should be a reflection on D-Day. Because it wasn't like it was one day. I mean, June 6th started the invasion. And it would, and then the real, like, after that, there was a whole bunch of battles that would ensue until eventually we'd win. So what I worry about is the history of this day being lost. Because, again, the narrative of America being this terrible place and D-Day being the day that the Americans would begin the end of Adolf Hitler's reign of evil and tyranny. They don't like to teach that, you know. Jeff is in Wilmington. He wants to talk about his dad. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Do you know what D-Day stands for?
What Go ahead. Why don't you tell us, Jeff?
I believe it's for deliverance. My father would be 108 years old today, Rich, if he were still living. He did not serve in D-Day, but he would not have been possible for him to achieve what he did. He didn't win a gold star. He didn't win a silver star, but he won a bronze star in the famous battle called the Road to Palermo. And he met Eisenhower and shook Eisenhower's hand after they delivered Italy and Sicily back to the Allies. And he also met General Lucien Walker, and his brother-in-law, my Uncle Jerry, was one of the three Jeep drivers for Lucien Walker. And these were very brave men. My father was a first sergeant who led a couple thousand men down that road to Palermo.
Wow.
I'm an old man. I'm crying a little bit right now. But I'm really glad that you're focusing the show on a very, very important moment, not just in American history, but in world history.
Yeah, well said, my friend. God bless your father. I mean, that's incredible. Have you ever been to the World War II Museum?
Absolutely.
So, you know, they have a whole section there on the Italian campaign and the liberation of Rome. And
my father figured in that.
That's amazing. That's really incredible. And what was your dad's name?
David Furman, F-U-R-M-A-N. And he was the first sergeant. He volunteered right after Pearl Harbor, Rich. And he went Army, and because the mother...
Oh, I think we lost him. I'm sorry about that. Jeff, we lost you. I apologize. I don't know where you went. But thank you for the call. And you there?
Hello. No, this is Joanne.
Hi.
Hello.
Joanne. Yes, hello. I don't know. We're having a little phone issue here. Hi, Joanne. Okay, I don't know. Let me go to Rich. Rich is in Harleysville. Rich, how are you?
Good, Rich. Thanks for doing that D-Day special. Rich, I'm a volunteer with a group called Forever Young. As we speak, we have taken 8 World War II veterans. They're in North...
Okay, I think we're having some sort of problem with the phones. I don't know. This is the second time we've dropped a caller here. I don't know. Matt, can we check on that, if you don't mind, figure out what's going on? I certainly don't want to hang up on people who are talking about their veteran family members and their groups. So 855-839-1210, please call back if you could, and we can understand what's happening here. In the meantime, this is Biden in using his D-Day speech in Normandy. I played you Reagan. Reagan spent 13 minutes. I'm going to play the entire speech by President Reagan before the show ends today. I do it every year on D-Day. Not once does Reagan try to take cheap political pandering shots, but Biden can't help himself. So this is Biden today, cut number 3.
We know the dark forces that these heroes fought against 80 years ago. They never fade. Aggression and greed, the desire to dominate and control, to change borders by force, these are perennial. The struggle between a dictatorship and freedom is unending. Here in Europe, we see one stark example. Ukraine has been invaded by a tyrant bent on domination. Ukrainians are fighting with extraordinary courage, suffering great losses, but never backing down.
Let me get out of this. I can't even take it. I really can't. It's just so frustrating to me. We'll talk to Dave McCormick. He is a veteran himself, 82nd Airborne, graduate of West Point, and of course he wants to be the next United States Senator for the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So he'll join me next. Listen, my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding would love to help you in your home, just like they've helped me. When it comes to your bathroom, is it getting a little outdated? When friends come over, are you a little embarrassed to let them use the bathroom? If you are, it's time to let Emmons Design Specialist design a bathroom that you will love and one that Emmons will redo in as little as 3 days. With custom designs that cater to your unique tastes, imagine an affordable, maintenance-free bathroom with little to no inconvenience to you and your family in only 3 days. That's incredible. Only 3 days. Do you have a property at the shore that needs updating? Well, Emmons services all the shore points, and Emmons has finance options available. Having your bathroom renovated not only brings comfort and quality of life to your family, it is one of the best investments you can make in your home to improve its value. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at callemmons.com. That's callemmons.com, and tell them I sent you. Get slimmer for this summer without any shots. NJ Diet is nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. You will lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then, NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. You are fully monitored the entire time, and you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations close by in Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, Princeton, and Newark, Delaware. Or NJ Diet is available from home with live online video consultations. Lose the weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. or schedule your consult today at NJDiet.com. Get slimmer for the summer and without any shots. That's NJDiet.com to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Go to NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
We'd love to hear from you and your story. 855-839-1210. Dave McCormick is a veteran. He served in the 82nd Airborne. He's a graduate of West Point, and he will hopefully, God willing, be our next United States Senator. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm good. Thoughts on the 80th anniversary of D-Day and the significance of this day?
Yeah, listen, it's such a profoundly important day. You know, on that day, I a couple weeks ago for Memorial Day, I went with my dad and my brother. It's a 60-year tradition where my dad would put flowers. He had promised his mom when she died, he put flowers on the graves of all our relatives. So we went to four little cemeteries in western Pennsylvania, and you see these flags. These little flags, World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and you realize how much our veterans have sacrificed, sometimes made the ultimate sacrifice for our great country. And World War II, so many great Pennsylvanians participated. You know, that the commander of the 82nd Airborne Division on D-Day, when they jumped into Normandy, was Jumpin' Jim Gavin, who was Mount Carmel, grew up in Mount Carmel. And so we've had great tradition of service in Pennsylvania, and it's a great day to honor the great service that these people gave us.
No, absolutely. And, of course, we have to remember our own Band of Brothers monument in South Philly, right? I mean, Wild Bill. And, I mean, it's incredible just even right around us how many brave young men just went to serve.
No doubt. No doubt. And when you think about the exceptionalism of America, you think about the fact that in World War II, we literally saved the world.
Yeah,
from the rise of Nazism and its march across the globe. And we did that with selflessness and the ultimate sacrifice. And that should give you both a profound sense of confidence in our ability to always right the ship when America is drifting in the wrong direction. But it also gives you a sense of how far we've fallen, where you see these kids marching on college campuses. They don't know the difference between right and wrong, good and evil. They don't believe America's exceptional. On a day like today, we're reminded how exceptional America really is.
Yeah, well said, my friend. Well said. So let's talk about some of the issues right now. First of all, the executive order on the border and border security. It's a joke. I mean, we're still going to let in, what, 2 million illegal immigrants a year?
Well, yes, and it's the height of cynicism. Here we are, you know, 3.5 years into the administration. If on the first day, knowing Joe Biden was going to change the policies, if the first day of his administration, if we'd have said, how bad could it get? We would have never imagined it could get this bad. You know, 8 million illegal immigrants, 160 last year on the terrorist watch list, all-time record, almost 100,000 fentanyl deaths. It is an absolute disaster. And I went to the border a couple weeks ago. I saw it firsthand. I was standing there at 2 a.m. with the Border Patrol in Yuma, Arizona. 50 people like walked right across the border. Five of them were Syrian men, military age, and five or six of them were Chinese nationals. That's what's happening today. And this executive order is just purely political. If Biden really wanted to solve the border problem and secure the border, he would have done this long ago, and he would have done a different executive order, which would have put much firmer restrictions and given the Border Patrol the power they needed to stop. There's lots of other things to do, but much of what's required is already in Joe Biden's hands. And we know that because under President Trump, we had an all-time low, 40-year low, in illegal entry. And under Joe Biden, we have the exact opposite.
We have the exact opposite under this president, and it's going to continue. And I also think it's interesting how some people on the left came out and criticized him for this, but I think that's fake. They're doing that to try to pretend like this policy's actually got teeth. And so when you hear the gnashing of teeth by the left saying, I can't believe Biden's doing this, I don't believe that for a second.
Right. And when you step back and say, what is the fundamental goal? Is the fundamental goal to secure our border and ensure that people that enter our border and apply for asylum are appropriate and go through a process where they're not left loose on the economy, or is the goal to secure the border, or is the goal to accelerate and expedite the asylum process? And what we see under Joe Biden is an effort to sort of not even much of an effort, but he talks about accelerating asylum as opposed to securing the border. And I think that's for purely political reasons.
Yeah.
And what's happened under Biden, you know this, that the thing that I think people don't necessarily understand is that, you know, these 8 million illegal immigrants have huge political implications. There's no doubt that the Democrats expect that at some point down the road, perhaps if they have majorities in the both House and the Senate, that they're going to lay out a path to citizenship. But more than that, these illegal migrants are counted in the census. And as you know, Rich, that is a big deal because yep. that determines how many congressional seats yep. are in these blue states, and it determines the Electoral College. The last few presidential elections have been decided by just a few votes in the Electoral College. So I think this is absolute cynicism, and I think what Joe Biden's done is irresponsible, and I think the voters know it.
Let's talk about Dave McCormick's plan to shake up Washington. Recent op-ed you put out, we saw it on Real Clear Pennsylvania. What are we going to do?
Well, listen, I come at this as somebody who is, you know, a business person, and you look at the problems. There's so many problems, and you can run to the problems without getting to the root causes. So when I go to Washington, I'm going to fight for policies that fix inflation, and I'm going to fight for policies to secure the border. But there's a bigger problem. The bigger problem is that we have a Washington administrative state that's absolutely out of control. We have the wrong incentives for members of our Congress. We have a process that doesn't actually get things done in a timely way. And so we need to make some structural changes. And so some of the things I recommended were that we put in place a whole set of restrictions on the ability to offer new regulations. Regulations are spiraling out of control. It's the biggest issue I hear from business leaders. We move cabinet departments out of Washington. In that op-ed, I made the proposal that we should move the Department of Energy to Pittsburgh. And the reason for that is we've got a bunch of Democrats in the civil service in the Department of Energy. That's not a partisan point. That's factual.
Yep.
And they're driving policy as opposed to having the Department of Energy in an energy state like Pennsylvania, where people actually know how important it is to the economy of the United States and how good it is for the environment to unlock our natural gas. We also have an incentive problem, and I talk about that. Can you believe
that? And Dave, just one point on that. Yeah. I just want to echo on that point because I think I don't want it to get lost on anybody. The bureaucrats in Washington who work in departments like that, they're there to undermine the policies of like a President Trump, for example, and they're there to push the green agenda, right? And the other point too
totally,
is that
they're holding their breath.
Yeah, it's American national security issue as well by empowering American energy independence.
Absolutely, that energy independence is great for our economy. Those are great high paying jobs in Pennsylvania. We're the fourth largest natural gas reserves in the world, right here in Pennsylvania. Those are jobs. 19, 20-year-old kids can get technical training and work on those fracking rigs at $65,000, $70,000 a year plus overtime. And it's great for our environment because natural gas will, over time, if it's allowed to be exported, replace coal-fired plants in India and China. And so this is the key to America's future, and Pennsylvania should be at the center of it. But part of the problem, Rich, is the final thing. I said we got an incentive problem, and it's with our elected leaders. In the Congress. So, you know, you probably know this, but the number one profession for people that retire from the House or the Senate in Washington is lobbying, mm-hmm. right? It's a vicious circle. If you look at the seniority and look at the degree to which incumbents like Bob Casey, this will be his fourth term. He's been in public office 30 years. So I propose term limits. I don't think our founders ever imagined that people were going to make an entire life of elected politics. They were going to be successful business people and scholars and lawyers or whatever it was, and then go serve. So we've got to break the monopoly of the swamp, self-reinforcing loop of career politicians in Washington. And so that's part of the proposal I laid out there. And that's how I'm going to be as a senator. I'll term limit myself to two terms, and I'll go down there to make a big difference and then come home.
Good. I like it. I like it a lot. And last question for you, because I know you got to run, but mail-in ballots, ballot security, election integrity, it's something that everybody is still concerned about going into November.
Yeah. So, listen, I'm not going to tell you shouldn't worry about any of those things. You should worry about them. I am deeply worried about them. But here's what I will say. In Pennsylvania, we've got a huge initiative on mail-in ballots to close the gap. It's very much in keeping and aligned with the Trump administration. We're making big progress on that. President Trump's come out and actively supported those ideas. And I think we're realizing as Republicans that we got to execute on mail-in ballots and get low propensity voters to register and vote by mail-in ballots. Those votes are necessary to close the gap and win Pennsylvania for the president and for the Senate. The second thing is voter integrity. And, you know, President Trump's very focused on this. The RNC is very focused on it. I have hired a number of team members that are focused solely on this. And there's a lot of things we got to do around a voter machine integrity and chain of custody, on cleaning the voter rolls, on making sure the lock boxes are secured, and making sure we have an army on election day to make sure we get a fair shake. So there's a lot to be done. The good news is there's a lot of clarity on the importance of these issues. There's resources and leadership, and I think we're making progress, and we got to worry about it till election day.
And we're going to get you there. We're going to push you over the top. You got to get there. So, and on a day like today, again, thank you for your service, Dave McCormick, for being the 82nd Airborne, for graduating from West Point. And we're going to do everything we can to get you over the finish line, my friend. So appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. And for people that want to learn more about me, Dave McCormick, PA.com. Always an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, I'm going to take a real quick break here. Laura, Joe, hang on. If you have another, if you'd like to talk about something related to D-Day, 855-839-1210 is the number. I think we got the phone situation worked out. So if you had called before and got disconnected, please call back. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Cioli. Coming right back.
Thanks for listening to the Cioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you? I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's NJDiet.com to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Go to NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
We'd love to hear from you and your story. 855-839-1210. Dave McCormick is a veteran. He served in the 82nd Airborne. He's a graduate of West Point, and he will hopefully, God willing, be our next United States Senator. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm good. Thoughts on the 80th anniversary of D-Day and the significance of this day?
Yeah, listen, it's such a profoundly important day. You know, on that day, I a couple weeks ago for Memorial Day, I went with my dad and my brother. It's a 60-year tradition where my dad would put flowers. He had promised his mom when she died, he put flowers on the graves of all our relatives. So we went to four little cemeteries in western Pennsylvania. And you see these flags, these little flags, World War One, World War Two, Vietnam. And you realize how much our veterans have sacrificed, sometimes made the ultimate sacrifice for our great country. And World War Two, so many great Pennsylvanians participated. You know, that the commander of the 82nd Airborne Division on D-Day, when they jumped into Normandy, was Jumpin' Jim Gavin, who was grew up in Mount Carmel. And so we've had great tradition of service in Pennsylvania, and it's a great day to honor the great service that these people gave us.
No, absolutely. And of course, we have to remember our own Band of Brothers monument in South Philly, right? I mean, Wild Bill, and I mean, it's incredible, just even right around us, how many brave young men just went to serve.
No doubt, no doubt. And when you think about the exceptionalism of America, you think about the fact that in World War II, we literally saved the world from the rise of Nazism and its march across the globe, and we did that with selflessness and the ultimate sacrifice. And that should give you both a profound sense of confidence in our ability to always right the ship when America is drifting in the wrong direction. But it also gives you a sense of how far we've fallen, where you see these kids marching on college campuses. They don't know the difference between right and wrong, good and evil. They don't believe America's exceptional. On a day like today, we're reminded how exceptional America really is.
Yeah, well said, my friend. Well said. So let's talk about some of the issues right now. First of all, the executive order on the border and border security, it's a joke. I mean, we're still going to let in, what, 2 million illegal immigrants a year?
Well, yes, and it's the height of cynicism. Here we are, you know, 3.5 years into the administration. If on the first day, knowing Joe Biden was going to change the policies, if the first day of his administration, if we'd have said, how bad could it get? We would have never imagined it could get this bad. You know, 8 million illegal immigrants, 160 last year on the terrorist watch list, all-time record, almost 100,000 fentanyl deaths. It is an absolute disaster. And I went to the border a couple weeks ago. I saw it firsthand. I was standing there at 2 in the morning with the Border Patrol in Yuma, Arizona. 50 people walked right across the border. Five of them were Syrian men, military age. And five or six of them were Chinese nationals. That's what's happening today. And this executive order is just purely political. If Biden really wanted to solve the border problem and secure the border, he would have done this long ago, and he would have done a different executive order, which would have put much firmer restrictions and given the Border Patrol the power they needed to stop. There's lots of other things to do, but much of what's required is already in Joe Biden's hands, and we know that because under President Trump, we had an all-time low, 40-year low, in illegal entry. And under Joe Biden, we have the exact opposite.
We have the exact opposite under this president, and it's going to continue. And I also think it's interesting how some people on the left came out and criticized him for this. But I think that's fake. They're doing that to try to pretend like this policy's actually got teeth. And so when you hear the gnashing of teeth by the left saying, I can't believe Biden's doing this, I don't believe that for a second.
Right. And when you step back and say, what is the fundamental goal? Is the fundamental goal to secure our border and ensure that people that enter our border and apply for asylum are appropriate and go through a process where they're not left loose on the economy? Or is the goal to secure the border, or is the goal to accelerate and expedite the asylum process? And what we see under Joe Biden is an effort to sort of not even much of an effort, but he talks about accelerating asylum as opposed to securing the border. And I think that's for purely political reasons.
Yeah.
And what's happened under Biden, you know this, that the thing that I think people don't necessarily understand is that, you know, these 8 million illegal immigrants have huge political implications. There's no doubt that the Democrats expect that at some point down the road, perhaps if they have majorities in the both House and the Senate, that they're going to lay out a path to citizenship. But more than that, these illegal migrants are counted in the census. And as you know, Rich, that is a big deal because that determines how many congressional seats are in these blue states. And it determines the Electoral College. The last few presidential elections have been decided by just a few votes in the Electoral College. So I think this is absolute cynicism. And I think what Joe Biden's done is irresponsible. And I think the voters know it.
Let's talk about Dave McCormick's plan to shake up Washington. Recent op-ed you put out. We saw it on Real Clear Pennsylvania. What are we going to do?
Well, listen, I come at this as somebody who is, you know, a business person, and you look at the problems. There's so many problems, and you can run to the problems without getting to the root causes. So when I go to Washington, I'm going to fight for policies that fix inflation, and I'm going to fight for policies to secure the border. But there's a bigger problem. The bigger problem is that we have a Washington administrative state that's absolutely out of control. We have the wrong incentives for members of our Congress. We have a process that doesn't actually get things done in a timely way. And so we need to make some structural changes. And so some of the things I recommended were that we put in place a whole set of restrictions on the ability to offer new regulations. Regulations are spiraling out of control. It's the biggest issue I hear from business leaders. We move cabinet departments out of Washington. In that op-ed, I made the proposal that we should move the Department of Energy to Pittsburgh. And the reason for that is we've got a bunch of Democrats in the civil service in the Department of Energy. That's not a partisan point. That's factual.
Yep.
And they're driving policy as opposed to having the Department of Energy in an energy state like Pennsylvania, where people actually know how important it is to the economy of the United States and how good it is for the environment to unlock our natural gas. We also have an incentive problem, and I talk about that. Can you believe
that? And Dave, just one point on that. Yeah. I just want to echo on that point because I think I don't want it to get lost on anybody. The bureaucrats in Washington who work in departments like that, they're there to undermine the policies of like a President Trump, for example. And they're there to push the green agenda, right? And the other point too
totally,
is that
they're holding their breath.
Yeah, it's American national security issue as well by empowering American energy independence.
Absolutely. That energy independence is great for our economy. Those are great high-paying jobs in Pennsylvania. We're the fourth largest natural gas reserves in the world right here in Pennsylvania. Those are jobs 19, 20-year-old kids can get technical training and work on those fracking rigs at $65,000, $70,000 a year plus overtime. And it's great for our environment because natural gas will, over time, if it's allowed to be exported, replace coal-fired plants in India and China. And so this is the key to America's future, and Pennsylvania should be at the center of it. But part of the problem, Rich, is the final thing. I said we got an incentive problem, and it's with our elected leaders in the Congress. So, you know, you probably know this, but the number one profession for people that retire from the House or the Senate in Washington is lobbying, mm-hmm. right? It's a vicious circle. If you look at the seniority and look at the degree to which incumbents like Bob Casey, this will be his fourth term. He's been in public office 30 years. So I propose term limits. I don't think our founders ever imagined that people were going to make an entire life of elected politics. They were going to be successful business people and and scholars and lawyers or whatever it was, and then go serve. So we've got to break the monopoly of the swamp, self-reinforcing loop of career politicians in Washington. And so that's part of the proposal I laid out there. And that's how I'm going to be as a senator. I'll term limit myself to 2 terms, and I'll go down there to make a big difference and then come home.
Good. I like it. I like it a lot. And last question for you, because I know you got to run, but mail-in ballots, ballot security, election integrity, it's something that everybody is still concerned about going into November.
Yeah. So, listen, I'm not going to tell you shouldn't worry about any of those things. You should worry about them. I am deeply worried about them. But here's what I will say. In Pennsylvania, we've got a huge initiative on mail-in ballots to close the gap. It's very much in keeping and aligned with the Trump administration. We're making big progress on that. President Trump's come out and actively supported those ideas. And I think we're realizing as Republicans that we got to execute on mail-in ballots and get low propensity voters to register and vote by mail-in ballots. Those votes are necessary to close the gap and win Pennsylvania for the president and for the Senate. The second thing is voter integrity. And, President Trump's very focused on this. The RNC is very focused on it. I have hired a number of team members that are focused solely on this. And there's a lot of things we got to do around a voter machine integrity and chain of custody, on cleaning the voter rolls, on making sure the lock boxes are secured, and making sure we have an army on election day to make sure we get a fair shake. So there's a lot to be done. The good news is there's a lot of clarity on the importance of these issues. There's resources and leadership, and I think we're making progress, and we got to worry about it till election day.
And we're going to get you there. We're going to push you over the top. You got to get there. So, and on a day like today, again, thank you for your service, Dave McCormick, for being the 82nd Airborne, for graduating from West Point. And we're going to do everything we can to get you over the finish line, my friend. So appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. And for people that want to learn more about me, Dave McCormick, PA.com. Always an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, I'm going to take a real quick break here. Laura, Joe, hang on. If you have another, if you'd like to talk about something related to D-Day, 855-839-1210 is the number. I think we got the phone situation worked out. So if you had called before and got disconnected, please call back. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Cioli. Coming right back.
Thanks for listening to the Cioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.